This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Sri Lanka today exchanged protocol amending agreement between the two countries for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxes in income. Both sides also exchanged MOU on training and capacity building of civil servants of Sri Lanka. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anuradhakumaradesanayake in New Delhi. Both leaders held discussions on the issues of mutual interest. A grant assistance of $14.9 million for the signalling project in Maho Anuradhapura section was announced on the occasion. Financial assistance scheme to 100 new students each annually from the University of Jaffna and Eastern University until the end of academic courses of the beneficiaries was also announced. Acknowledging the increased political interactions in the last decade and their contribution towards deepening bilateral ties, both leaders agreed to further intensify political engagements at leadership and ministerial levels. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness that Mr. Desanayake has chosen India for his first foreign visit as president. He said the visit is creating new momentum and energy in relations. Mr. Modi said India has so far provided lines of credit and grant assistance worth $5 billion to Sri Lanka. He said both sides also discussed issues related to the livelihood of fishermen and agreed that both sides should proceed with a humanitarian approach in this matter. In his statement, Mr. Desanayake said he has given an assurance to the Prime Minister of India that they will not allow Sri Lanka to be used in a manner that is detrimental to the interest of India. He said cooperation with India will certainly flourish. Mr. Desanayake said Sri Lanka faced an unprecedented economic crisis 2 years ago and India supported it immensely to come out of that quagmire. Later, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar called on the Sri Lankan President in New Delhi. The discussions centered around further strengthening the thriving multifaceted partnership between India and Sri Lanka, built upon the firm foundations of kinship, history and culture. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India, with Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leading the charge from the Treasury bench to target the opposition on issues of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. Initiating the discussion, Ms. Sitharaman alleged that the Congress brazenly kept amending the Constitution to help a family and protect those in power instead of strengthening democracy. She also targeted the Congress for imposing emergency in the country, saying the term of the Lok Sabha was extended during the emergency without proper justification, and during the extended term, the entire opposition was put in jail. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the Constitution. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2024-25. The government has sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will participate in Ek Varsh Parinam Utkarsh programme, which celebrates the completion of 1 year of the state government of Rajasthan. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay foundation stone for 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over 46,300 crore rupees at Jaipur in Rajasthan. Russia has evacuated some of its diplomats out of the Syrian capital, Damascus, while its embassy continues to function. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry said the diplomats were transported by Russian Aerospace Forces flight from the Khmeimim Air Base in Syria to Moscow, and the flight arrived at an airport near Moscow. The nation is remembering its martyrs on the occasion of Vijay Diwas, commemorating India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.